This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, he's won over 150 tournaments worldwide, the winner of 9 major championships, the winner of 9 Champions Tour major championships. He's designed over 300 courses, and I always feel better talking to him. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend Gary Player back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Gary.
John, nice to talk to you. One of my favorite places in the world, obviously. The Masters having meant so much to me and my family. Always a pleasure to talk to you and visit there every year, which I've done. Well, I played in 52 times, a record number of events, but I must have attended at least 60 Masters now.
Speaking of numbers, 80. 80 years young.
That's it. You're the only man who said young.
What's harder to do at 80 than it was at 70, Gary?
Quite honestly, I went to the gym this morning. I went for a run on the beach. I came inside and I did all my exercises, which is I still pushed 300 pounds with my legs. At Augusta this year, I pushed actually 400 pounds in the gym, but I think that was a little easier leg press. I still do all my crunches and sit-ups, which is 1,300. I get on the treadmill and go at max. I have tons of energy. I average 70 on a normal golf course. I must say, I don't see any difference at 80 to 70, but I make a concerted effort. In fact, I would make an exaggerated effort to stay young because I have so much I want to achieve and I want to see this the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. I want to see the youth, if they can say, look at this guy. He's 80 or 90. Look at him exercising. Look what he can still do. America had a monopoly on the world when I was a young man coming to the States. Now you've got China, India, Africa, Russia. So the youth of America now have got to make a special effort to stay number one, work harder, better education. Remember the things that made this country great, John. Faith, family, and hard work. I was shocked the other day. I'm not sure where the state was. I think I remember the state, but I don't want to mention it on the phone. They came in at night and they took down the Ten Commandments, which were engraved in a stone. I don't understand the people of that state not just standing up and demonstrating. The Ten Commandments fit all religions, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're Christian, whether you're Jew, whether you're Hindu. It's just, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father. What do they want them to have? Thou shalt kill? Thou shalt not honor your mother and father? It's only doing good. Why take it down, John?
It's inexplicable, Gary. It really is. You go home to South Africa over the holidays. What do you get from that? What does going home do for you, Gary? And does it do something for you now that you didn't realize it did for you years ago?
No, it's always done the thing for me. It's recharged my batteries to have longevity on the tour. I went home and I live on a ranch, which is one of the most beautiful ranches in the world. We have thoroughbred racehorses and a game reserve with wild animals and my own golf course in the game reserve. It's a paradise with no pollution, one of the three best waters in the world, 124 species of birds. So I go back, but I'm not a gentleman rancher. I get up at 5 in the morning, 5:30, and I work very, very hard, and I study. I study genetics almost every day. I'm trying to keep my mind sharp as well as my body sharp. You've got to exercise the mind. as well as the body if you want to live a long time. They've got to work hard. You see, when I became world champion, I think it was easier to get there than to stay there. Mm. And the same as America has always been number one. But you've got a lot of competition coming at you now. So it's harder to stay here. And the youth are the people that are going to do it. We've got to instill great pride in the American youth.
We are talking with Gary Player here on the Augusta Golf Show. Talk a little bit of golf. A couple of weeks ago, you, Arnold, Jack, Lee, all at Greenbrier for a brand new project. What kind of golf course can we look forward to at Greenbrier?
Well, first of all, there's never been a golf course ever built like this one. You've got Arnold, Jack, Lee Trevino, and myself, who've traveled more miles than any four athletes put together that have ever lived. Right, Sulphur Springs, Virginia, is probably the best and most beautiful resort in the world. Not very far from where you are, actually, right. I don't think.
No, not really.
And now to have this, this will probably be their fifth or their sixth golf course. But this is going to be something very, very special. And the owner, Jim Justice, really wants to do it well. And honestly, I mean, this is going to be... So, we were all there, and we've all been there several times now. This is going to be something out of this world. It's so exciting, really.
What does Lee bring to the project?
Lee has been a tremendous shot maker in golf.
Yep.
And Lee can understand, like, no, you know, you've got all these golf architects in the world, but how many of them can play golf? I mean, I don't know any of them that can really play very well. Some of them can, but I don't know if anybody can play like Lee Trevino did. He was a great shot maker, and he can understand what sort of shot is required to receive the shot, what sort of green should be built. So with Arnold, Jack, and Lee Trevino, myself, and let me tell you, we all have our say, and we all debate this before we even complete one hole.
I know you talked about this on Golf Channel a couple of weeks ago. You talked about... The distance the ball travels and what we're doing to golf courses in the game. Gary, deep down inside, don't you believe something is going to be done and something is going to have to be done to reel this back a little bit?
I've been saying this for 10 years, and I know Jack has, and I know lots of players feel this, anybody with any common sense, and our leaders are making the golf courses. They are responsible for, in my opinion, for golf courses being built longer now. You see, the ball is going 50 yards further than when we played. So you take a hole, you take Augusta, where you live. I mean, Bubba Watson hit a gap wedge to 13, a par 5. He hit a 9-iron over the green at 15. It's just a matter of time. They are going to do this, but our leaders who rule golf are oblivious to this fact. Otherwise, they do something about it. I know we live in a litigious society, but leaders have got to be able to stand up and make rules. What's going to happen? We haven't seen, John, we haven't seen a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan come out yet. They're going to hit the ball 430 yards. Already, this guy, Jamie Sadlowski, at Augusta, when we had our Gary Player invitation there,
right,
he hit 10 drives over 400 yards. So, I mean, when these big guys are coming, and they're coming, John, because golf is the only sport you have real, real longevity. Other sports are play and away. Golf is play and stay. I won a tournament on the US Tour at 63. Most football players are dead at that age. When you play football and you get hammered and thumped the way they do, they don't live a long time. That's what I've been told. They say their lives are shortened. They go through such hell. Now, I'm a great football fan, but, man, golf is played everywhere in the world. You can be blind. You can have one leg. I played with a man with no legs who was a zero handicap, Douglas Bader. I've played with people that are blind, Charlie Boswell. I mean, this game is a phenomenal game. But what we're doing is, John, we're wasting money, and I hate to see waste. What they've got to do is cut the ball back. Stop making the golf courses longer. John, we're running out of water in the world. We're running out of water quickly. We've got to build golf courses shorter, not longer. Cut the ball back. Not for the amateur. Let the amateur have what he likes. But for professional golf, don't make the golf courses longer. Cut the ball back and save all this money of fertilizer, which poisons the damn soil anyway. And then you shortage of water, more equipment. I mean, it just goes up and up. And then you know what, John? Then a lot of these clubs, they come along and they say, we're going to levy you because we're running out of money.
Is there going to be a tipping point, Gary? Is there going to be one thing that forces a change?
Yes. Yes, we're going to have leaders in the business that are going to say, listen, we're making a mockery out of the game. We love the game so much. But listen, you cannot have guys hitting a wedge to par fives. And this is what's going to happen more. I mean, it's common. I'm watching the golf on television yesterday, par five, 7-iron to the green. A 7-iron over 200 yards. I mean, these guys are not stronger than Nicklaus or Snead. Let me tell you something, all this baloney you hear about how strong these guys are. There's not a guy playing the tour today that was as strong as Sam Snead, who played 100 or lived 100 years ago. Sam Snead was stronger than any guy playing today. He was far more supple and had probably a greater swing than any man living today. So I don't want to hear about how strong they are today. The equipment is just, in my opinion, it's doing immeasurable harm, professionally-wise, I'm talking about. Amateurs, I'm in favor of them using everything. Another thing is, why I'm in favor of stopping the long putter, the anchored long putter for professional golf. But don't stop it for amateurs. We're struggling to get amateurs to play the game. The rounds are going down. We want them to come up. So now you have a man who's got the yips. And they, let me tell you, there are thousands of them that went to the long putter and now it's saved their lives and they can enjoy the golf. Now you've got to tell them they're not allowed to use it. They're going to stop playing. Now, you've got to stop it in professional golf, but not amateur. And the one thing that the amateur body will not recognize, they say the game is the same for professionals and amateurs, and they're dreaming. If you think it's the same, go and watch Tiger Woods at his prime and watch some of these guys play. You'll realize what two different games they are.
Oh, it's a very different game than the one I play, Gary. I didn't mean to get you all worked up there.
No, I get very frustrated because I see, even where I am in South Africa, my farm is out in the boondocks, and the club come to me and say, you know, we should be making our course. They battle to make, you know, ends meet. We better make our course longer. The pros hit a 7-iron to our par 5. I said, you're not changing anything. How often are you going to have pros here? When are you going to have a tournament? Never. I tell you, it's frightening. You know how many golf courses you can buy in the United States today for little money if you take over the debt? Of course, you'd be a nut to take over the debt. But, I mean, they've got into debt because the costs are too high. In business, you know, if your business is not doing well, you cut back. You make the necessary cuts.
Would knowing what you know now, Gary, would you have designed anything differently 15, 20 years ago?
No, I think that we've designed golf courses in mind mainly for the weekend golfer because they're the heart of the game. The pro is not the heart of the game.
Yeah.
But now, you know, when you get a golf course, like we're building at the Greenbrier, he wants to have maybe the Ryder Cup, maybe the President's Cup, or some big event. So what we do is we take a tee for professionals and we put it way back without a lot of maintenance from the tee to the fairway. You see, today you can have a tee back there with no maintenance whatsoever for 200 yards. I mean, at 200 yards, the pros can hit a 7-iron. So you know how much money that saves? You know how much money? I built a golf course on my ranch, which I'm going to invite many people of the world to come and see when it's finished by the end of this year. We use 15% of the water that people use, 15% of fertilizer. We use a 20th of the equipment they use. And you should see this golf course. It's beautiful. You cannot go on wasting and wasting because costs go higher and higher and higher. and it's hurting the game of golf. And we've got to come up with another thing. We have got to come up with a way to get young people playing more golf. And to me, if I was the commissioner of the PGA Tour, I go to every one of my pros who are playing actively and say, listen, I want you to go to your mayor of your town or your governor and say, look, or the educational board, I'm going to come along and I'm going to give a talk. I'm going to adopt a school. I'm going to give, they make so much money, these young pros, I'm going to give 20 grand to your school a year for just as a donation. But I'm also coming along to talk to the kids, to try and get the kids to play a little bit of golf. And give them a golf clinic and invite them out to a local golf club and explain to them about how golf courses are built, the importance of nature and maintaining the balance between nature and city life, and tell them about golf. And you can travel around the world, and it's one of the few sports that are played everywhere. It's a game that will help you in business whether you're a champion or not, and all the advantages. That's my idea of getting golf started amongst more young people, more actively.
Do you have a fear of the future of the game you love?
No, I don't have a future fear because it's such an incredible game. And I remember playing and listening to President Eisenhower saying, you know, and I've had dinner or dined with most presidents of the United States and emirs in the Middle East and prime ministers and royal family and village people who live in the villages of Africa and India. And people all say, golf has kept me alive. It's enabled me to keep exercising. What sport are you going to play when you get past 50, John? It's hard to play other sports. It's not easy to play tennis. It's not easy. You can't play football, baseball, basketball. You're going to play golf. And golf keeps balances with golf courses in big cities. And that's where London was so clever. They built these big parks in the middle of their cities, and they put up golf courses all over England in amongst these big cities, which kept nature in existence and the balance, which is important.
All right, when you're inviting people to your golf course in South Africa, I want to make sure you have my address.
All right, you get a surprise. You'll see a very, very beautiful ranch and a very different golf course, but you know, this golf course I'm building is not for Augusta, not for the U.S. Open or the British Open. It's for people that are struggling to make ends meet, and we've got to change our style of designing golf. I can go into a golf course today, John, that say they got a maintenance bill of $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. I can go in there and save them $250,000 a year immediately if I go to their golf course and get a job of telling them how to save money. I could save them $250,000 a year.
Primarily through water?
Oh, I don't want to tell you my secret. Oh,
okay, my bad. I mean, I apologize.
It's a whole method that I've invented, and it's never been done before. Hmm. It's only now some people have come to my ranch and seen it, and now they're copying it, a few people, but they're very, very few.
It is one of the great pleasures of my life, especially over the last 4 or 5 years, that I've gotten to know you a little bit more. I always enjoy you taking the time to do this, Gary. I always appreciate you taking the time to do this. Thank you for this. Enjoy home. Love to Vivian. Have a great holiday season. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, and I want to say this with great pride. God bless America.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.